This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. So glad to have you with us today. It's going to be a really interesting and fascinating show. And we kick things off today with Inessa, who is a holistic health expert and founder of Nessa's Hemp. But her story begins in Lithuania, where she grew up, and she still has roots there. And I know that these are difficult, difficult times. And give us your full name, because I don't even want to attempt to ruin it. So please, Inessa, give us your full name.
Yes, hi. My full name is Inessa Onomarovaita. That's the right way to pronounce it, but I know it's a lot of times hard.
Yes. And I know that these are difficult days, especially with what's going on overseas right now.
It is, and we definitely need the prayers and the whole country stand together, because it's very, very sad. And I just mentioned, you know, just based on real situation last night myself, hearing alarms and bombs, it's really, really sad, and it's affecting my life here, but I'm still staying positive and praying and do whatever I can to help these countries.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us, your passion, though, goes back to your mother. So go back to those days when you first came to the United States and you settled in the Chicago area. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved and your mission to help people in the world of cannabis.
Absolutely. It is something what I didn't choose. I think that's what I was born for. I just didn't know my purpose in my life until my mother actually got her cancer. So when I came in the United States, I had a pretty challenging situation. So it wasn't easy. I went through a lot of pain. I had to start my life from zero, no language and no status in the country and you name it, and multiple other really what people would say dramatic situations. But I choose them to see as a beautiful, powerful lessons in my life. And then I actually did overcome these challenges in my life, and I just became who I wanted to always be, a strong woman that actually helps others. What happened is, I actually, during that journey, I knew that nature does have an answer for our health, because I was very, very sick my entire life, and simply I didn't know any better, and I was just following the mainstream. And what happened is, when it got to the point where I used to spend 9 months of the year in emergency room, I realized, like, you know, the medical resources or pharmaceutical resources, they don't have an answer for me, because more medications I took, it worse it got. So what I started to do, I started looking into, like, natural resources, what I can do to change my lifestyle and things like that. And yes, after I did dramatic changes in my lifestyle, I was able to completely reverse everything what I had going on, my lungs and all kinds of other health conditions. So
isn't that amazing that just changing your lifestyle, that's so profound to begin with?
It is. We just don't talk about it because, you know, it's the other side of the not changing the lifestyle. Somebody benefits from that. And I just decided not to be a victim of my own life. And you know, I said, enough is enough. I'm making the change. So I knew that nature has an answer for us, for our health, for everything what we need to thrive in this beautiful world as healthy human beings. And then I got my life situation here in the United States. I actually knew that something is missing in my life. And I was actually asking God, I said, please tell me what's my purpose, what's my purpose, why I know I'm not fulfilling my purpose. Like on the paper, my life looks perfect. I have an amazing job. I actually was top performing people. So it's just like, I had a nice car, I had a nice apartment. So it looks like perfect for 28-year-old girl. But I was just praying and it's like, what is my purpose? And then my mother, she called me and I never going to forget that day. That was the best day of my life. And I was here in the United States, of course, and it was early morning. And she said, I got cancer and is a stage 3, not officially stage 4 because it's spreading to my liver from her colon. And as I'm listening her, I'm literally having this download and my whole body's shaking and I'm like, Mom, this is the best news ever. And she's like, what? And she's like, did you just say that? Like, are you sleeping? Because she knows I don't drink alcohol or I don't do any kind of type of drugs that affect my mind. Yeah. So, and she's like, I said, Mom, I was praying for the whole year for God to tell me what is my purpose in my life. And I said, right now, I said, all what I see, me finding out everything that there is on this human earth about cancer, helping you to overcome cancer. And I said, you're going to help so many people because of you, Mother. I said, you should see this right now as the most beautiful thing. So she knows I'm mentally stable because I'm her daughter. She knows me so well. We talk every day, right? And then she hears me from this very tragic, supposed to be very tragic event in our lives. I'm the most excited. Like, I'm like...
Now, was she living... Anessa, was she living in this country or was she still overseas?
She's still overseas, yes. I'm trying to bring her here because we have a war going on, but yeah.
So... tell us how that day unfolded and what happened after.
That day was actually the best day of my life. Since that day I never slept again. I've been working 7 days a week, 16 to 18, 19 hours a day. That was the day that changed my life forever, that I would never exchange for anything on this earth. No money in the world can buy that day because I knew exactly what's my purpose. I saw... 5 years ago and change what I'm doing today. I saw my life 50 years ahead of the time. And the same day I actually left the country. I took the first available international flight and I packed myself and I called my boss and I said, I'm leaving. I said, I don't know when I'm coming back, but I'm leaving. And then I started major cancer research. From every angle that there was in available, under multiple sources, yes.
So exciting. And so as you were building this bank of information, you started to look at what you could do in the world of cannabis. And in a very short amount of time, you created Nessa's Hemp, but you wanted to do more than just what CBD was offering. And explain to us what you came up with, because you do something with CBDA.
Absolutely. So the power, I just personally believe us humans are here trying to figure out what we're really doing here, how the world operates, how the nature operates, right? And I believe that in nature's power knows the best. So all what we need to do is try not to interfere with the nature and just try to understand the nature. So since I started working with a lot of people and helping them in their health conditions and just consulting them based on my successful experiences with my mother and other people that had cancer. What happened is, I was actually analyzing every single plant on the earth. And when I noticed, cannabis was one of those plants that actually does provide the highest power, and can cover the most of the illnesses or symptoms, in the human body. But then I start analyzing, and when I say analyzing, I'm not talking like sitting home reading the papers. I'm talking about backpacking myself and visiting every farm, every top producer, organic, not organic, in the United States.
Gosh, what a story.
International. Yes, I did major investigations on this industry, and I said, wait a minute, there is no such thing as CBD in the plants. And the CBD is not in the plants, and it's all labeled under cannabis or hemp industry, or like the whole category. So how, what then really is, and how that's affecting human body? So then I start analyzing all the actual data for the cannabis. It's actually, CBD is actually patented as a drug. And as we know, like, if it's a natural compound that is produced by nature, you can't really...
Anessa, we have to take a quick break, but this is such a great story. We will be back in just a moment. Give us the best website.
Nessas, NESASHEMP. So nessashemp.com.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And Ines is the reason why I love to do this show, because this is such an inspirational story. Oh, my gosh. Ines, what a story. What a story. So you worked morning, noon, and night to find a way to help your mother. And can we tell everybody what happened a few months after you started to do the research and you started to get an idea of how to help her?
Yeah, so when I did the research, that was like never-ending research, right? Even today I work with African research institutes and you name it on the herbal remedies. But what happens is, yes, she was actually officially diagnosed cancer-free, and doctors that 4 months later, of course, but the doctors that forced us to do chemotherapy and radiation, they couldn't believe, because they knew we rejected both of those treatments. So they couldn't believe the results. And until today, they still like fascinated, because it's been years now that she's been walking healthy and happy human being. So I think that was just a beautiful sign for people to wake up that we have extra resources to help ourselves to be healthy, you know. So it's a big thing to my life, because I don't want anybody to feel that they have to lose their loved ones. So that my mission was called based on my mother in my whole life.
Absolutely. I just want to put a little postscript here, because I think it's important that cancer, we can't make the claim that cannabis cures anything. But what we can say is that this plant has the miraculous ability in many people.
100%. Absolutely. And what happens is, I totally agree with you. I can't make any claims, and I'm not going to ever in my life, but I'm just saying that I don't even believe that it's a one cannabis or even one herb or one specific treatment or detox can really fix the all bodies 3,000 functions. So what we're trying to say here is, we're trying to say that it's the nature, they do have some answers for us, and we just have to be open-minded to take a look and to really do our own research on the other scale and figure out how that can help us and improve our lives, because the data is there. It's just really you trying to look into the data.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just curious, who do you think, and you say to stop taking dead CBD, tell us a little bit more about the CBDA.
So CBDA is a natural compound that is actually produced by nature. It's the way plant is designed to be. And then you actually have, when you take the plant from the soil, and if you're going to analyze the plant, there is no such thing as CBD, right? It's a CBDA. So the CBD happens only when you kill, or when the plant dies, in the natural processes, in the cycle of death, or when you kill it in a laboratory of the harmful, like heat or solvents or all these things that's not supposed to be super healthy for us, right? So the CBD, it is just the second form that actually comes from CBDA, but CBDA is original form. It is the form that actually exists on the plant, and it's not the form that actually patented by, as a drug. And CBD is a patented as a drug. So those are two completely different categories. We are the first ones who created CBDA compounds actually here in the United States. And when I was trying to talk years ago with top professors in the world about CBDA, they simply couldn't understand that time, but I see how the research and science finally picking up on this specific topic, and I'm excited, because all these years I had to do basically what I believed was the best, and I saw results on it working with hundreds of people, personally,
yes,
myself.
Yes,
all kinds of
absolutely.
Experience.
And I just want to say that the CBDA works not only in your body to help the physical, but it also improves mental, and that's a really an important piece to the story, because the mental health right now is also very, very much important.
And it's really, if you see it, if you see the data, we have a absolutely major decline in the numbers increasing dramatically, like never in the history before. So mental health, I think it's really important, and it does work. I have my own experience myself working with thousands of people on mental health, and the miraculous results we see with our product, that's absolutely unbelievable. Yes, absolutely, absolutely yes. I've seen it over and over again. I'm not here to make any claims, but my own housekeeper that actually comes here multiple times a week, she used to be on multiple medications for over 10 years. And from the moment she went on Nessus, 3 months later, she was completely off the medications and no longer depression. Depression was gone. And this is just a personal situation that is around me, but we have so many of those. We can count on them. Yes. So mental,
yes,
health can be improved by using those natural products like Nestle's hemp or CBDA, as long,
absolutely,
as they're biological.
I have to just say that if you go to Anessa's website, and it's nesashemp.com, you will see this two women sitting together, and it's Anessa and her mother, and absolute beautiful women. You can see from your website the vibrancy comes through the pages, but people need to go and look at this website and study this, because this is not your typical hemp company. You really have transformed yourself to be something different than what is out there.
Because what's out there, it's there for different reasons. The reason I'm here. The reason I'm here because I saw the struggle, and I saw how people don't even have time to research and know the truth behind this plant. And people taking advantage of this, the business owners, and it's all a money-making machine. For me, it's a pain that I had to go through, my mother had to go through, and I said the world deserves to have the best. People, as humans, deserve to have what we belong to. And I just,
yes,
decided to stand for the plant and humanity. It's just, since nobody was doing it, a lot of people talking about it, but nobody's doing it. So I said, somebody has to be that person. And that's why I don't have a personal life, because my life is helping people and changing the world to be in a better place.
And you're still this young, gorgeous woman, and I'm not worried about your future, but because you're making such a huge difference. And you say that there are some tips that you say that we all should look for. And we don't have a whole lot of time with you, but you say that you should always look for organic, ask questions and do your research, buy online rather than in the physical stores. And there's so much more information at your website. And Anessa, what a story. We are praying for all of you. I know that this is just a horrific situation that is happening overseas right now, and we wish you so much good health and good wishes for how it all unfolds for you and your families.
Thank you so much. We definitely need your prayers. Thank you, and thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And give us the website one more time.
Yes, absolutely. It's Nessus, so it's NESAS, hemp, which is HEMP, .com, NessusHemp.com.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And, you know, when you watch television now, Airbnb and many of the other house-sitting options are out there, and they make it seem so appealing and so lovely, and you just want to get in your car and drive there or fly there or whatever. But a new kid is in town, a new Airbnb. Joining us today is the woman that is trying to make this reality, Elizabeth Becker. Welcome to the program, and tell us about a venture that you are the founder of and where you are in this incredible journey.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and helping to spread the word about HiBnB. It's HiBnB, and when people come to our site, they can stay high, or they can play high, or they can get high. So that's basically what we are, is completely built for the cannabis consumer and the cannabis community, where it's above board, everything is legal. I felt personally that I'm from Canada, and when we legalized at the federal level, legal to purchase cannabis, but no laws changed around the consumption of cannabis. And especially if you're traveling and you purchase cannabis, where are you supposed to consume it? And people get fined if they're consuming it in hotels, and in Airbnb, if you take the risk, you can get kicked out or have a bad review.
Of course.
So we saw an opportunity not just to provide an environment for staying in cannabis friendly locations, but also to support the legal industry. So we work together with dispensaries and brands so that when somebody checks in, yes, it's a cannabis-friendly environment, but there's also access to events, experiences in those regions, and access to the product through the brand, through the delivery services and dispensaries that we're working with.
So I know that this is crazy, but how in earth do you ever launch HiBnB in the middle of COVID?
Oh,
Elizabeth, please explain to us how has this been? I can't even imagine, because, you know, I was just at Expo West, the natural products industry, and it was unbelievable. It was everything I had hoped it would be, and normally 90,000 people, but 60,000 people showed up. Normally 5,800 booths and 3,000 booths were there. So it was a huge, huge show. It still was very, very big, bigger than what I was expecting and probably everyone there. And I can just tell you that people were so excited to be there. People wanted to be there. There was this momentum of, yes, we're back. Business is back. Life is back. So now I'm hoping that you will get that energy right now, because I think people are longing and looking to start booking and going places.
Yes, I agree. We're seeing engagement starting to ramp up, and a lot of people, especially around the experiences and the, you know, events, is starting to gauge up. But it has been slow through the pandemic, and in order for us to get out of the gate, we need more inventory, and we are in the middle of a capital raise right now so that we can afford the marketing that we need, so that everybody knows who we are. And so that's kind of our, the hill that we have to climb up right now in order to get the word out with a big push.
So
go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I was just going to ask you how you and your partner, Kelly, what made you decide to even do this venture? It's a great idea, by the way.
Thank you. Well, on the personal level, I've always been a cannabis advocate, And I think it's a benevolent and healing product for me. It helps me with my creativity and with my yoga practice, with my meditation practice. But also when I use cannabis with other people, I've always felt like I'm part of the group, that I'm included, that I'm accepted. And it's kind of these values that I have always felt very strong about. And I wanted to share that. I wanted to share those values with this opportunity now that cannabis is, you know, the legalization of cannabis is growing across North America and further to that. So that was the sort of the personal inspiration as to, you know, why I wanted to share, but also, the rebel in me, you know, got sort of angry that, you know, cannabis is legal, but yet the commercialization of cannabis isn't, and the marketing cannabis, you can't get to it, and the consumption of cannabis is not kind of legal. So I just got angry, and in my mind I said, well, if it's legal, this is what it should look like. It's the normalization of cannabis. So we can have touch points in our lives where we can enjoy cannabis in a safe and legal way. Just the way somebody might have a glass of wine at their lunch. You know, there's different touch points where you can have a beer or a glass of wine, and it's totally normal and fine. So that's how I see the normalization of cannabis and where we're moving.
Yes.
Taking the stigma out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So when did you originally, when was the idea born, and how many years later are we?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's been a long haul. This was born in the spring of 2019. And I started building the prototype through the fall of 2019 and engaged with the developers just before the pandemic hit. So that was like, you know, early 2020. It's, I think, coming down 3 years for me altogether.
So let's talk about where you are in this journey right now. So anyone listening that wants to make their house available, how do they do that?
Thank you very much. All you have to do is go to hibnb.us.
Spell it for us, please.
To be hibnb.us.
Okay.
And follow the prompt to become a host and become an accommodation host. It's a very simple process. You just sign up with your name and email address and phone number. But if you have a location that you want to rent out, you have to have 5 photos and a description. It's very similar to Airbnb. And I would like to note that initially when we went out of the gate, there was some pushback from hosts, which people were saying, oh, I don't want a cannabis consumer in my home. They're going to burn down the couch. And that is the stereotype of who is the cannabis consumer. Like, people automatically think it's an 18-year-old kid that goes to the basement and smokes bongs all day and is really irresponsible. But that's not who the consumer is. So the first thing that we did at HiBnB is we put together a product so that we can guarantee every booking with $1.5 million in case of property damage to get that concern away for all of the hosts.
I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving this. But I think it helped to have your mother, Rose Becker, be that role model and an inspiration for women in business, because her company, I mean, she had $60 million in annual gross sales. She was a pioneer as a businesswoman in the 90s, in the 70s. Early 70s.
She was. I'm so excited. You've done your research. What an example for me. While I was growing up, I watched my mother in a business suit every day go to work, and she had troubles. She didn't get the promotions that she should have gotten. She was discriminated upon because she was a woman and because she was Jewish. And so she had to start her own business in order to, she wanted to treat other people fairly and in order for her to actually, you know, do what she was able to do. And she grew a business until, you know, it was across Canada and even into the States. And she taught me so much about building a team and being responsible for your employees and, you know, looking for that win-win for, you know, in business every time and taking care of your customers. And it's really through what I learned in her sales and marketing company is what I'm applying to
right.
the brands that we're talking to and the dispensaries that we're talking to.
Elizabeth, we have to take a quick break, but we will be back. Give us the website as we go to break, please, and people can read about your story.
Thank you. www.hibnb.us.
We'll be back in just a moment with Elizabeth right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back, it is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, and I love Elizabeth. I love the tenacity. I don't think people might understand what it takes to start a business. Elizabeth Becker is with us, and welcome back. Where are you in the gathering of monies right now? I know that you're working hard to raise capital. Where are you in the process?
Well, we're partway through our seed funding round of $2 million.
Wonderful. Prayers go out to you. So we want to eventually see this on the Super Bowl, correct? We want to see the ad for High B&B on the Super Bowl, or at least on television.
Yes, we do. I want to see it on the bus shelters and the on the board, bulletin boards outside. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about it.
Right. And do you think that the fact that it's not legal in our country, fully legal in every state, is going to be a hindrance for you?
Well, that's actually our advantage, because as soon as it's federally legal in the U.S., there's going to be so many people, players coming to the table. Our advantage is that we're in Canada and it is legal here. The venture that we've created is legal, and Airbnb won't go into cannabis to recognize it until it is federally legal. So we see this window before the legalization as our opportunity to build our database and build the business for an acquisition at the time that it is legal.
Have you been on Dragon's Den yet, or is that upcoming?
I went on Dragon's Den. I did. I guess it was last year. And it went right over their heads. They didn't see the value in it. They couldn't.
Oh, gosh.
They obviously aren't cannabis consumers. Yeah, they felt that if somebody wanted to consume cannabis, you could just walk outside and consume cannabis and then go back into your rental. And lots of people do that, but lots of people don't want to do that. If you're in your pajamas, why would I have to get dressed and go outside? And frankly, the whole reason why I built High B&B is so that we don't have to go and hide in an alley or in a staircase.
Exactly.
Consume cannabis like we're criminals, because we're not criminals anymore. I don't want to have to stand in the rain.
That's right. And it's called having options that are real and part of a lifestyle today. And I think that people need to do what they're comfortable doing wherever they are. And if you went outside in my neighborhood, you would be absolutely looked at and like, why are you smoking outside when there are kids walking around and everything else? You know, it's just, it wouldn't be cool. It would not be cool.
Yeah, and for the international traveler, and even in the States, you can't travel with cannabis over state lines. When you get to your destination, it's not always easy to find a dispensary. So we want to provide that opportunity for the traveler when they can check in and there's a pre-rolled joint sitting on the pillow or an edible in the welcome basket. And that's the experience that our guests want to have and that we want to support.
Yes, absolutely. So you think of HiBnB as three businesses in one. Tell us what those three businesses are.
Well, it's the accommodations, cannabis-friendly accommodations, and everybody knows what that is because there are so many short-term rental listing sites. So that's, you know, the first business. And the second one is the experiences, which could be tours of a craft cannabis farm where they're sampling, anything to do with tourism around cannabis, but it's also creating community events like a cannabis-friendly poker game or a cannabis-friendly hike or stargazing. To me, that opens up. There's so much room for growth in that area. When I want to do something with my girlfriend on the weekend, instead of just go to a movie, I'd want to go on HiBnB and go to an elevated belly dance class, because as soon as cannabis is introduced with the activity, it's a whole other, it's not about a serious belly dancing class. It's about having fun. And it gives people a chance to list their programs. If somebody has a fishing boat, then you can have a family fishing trip.
I love it. Love it. Okay. So
yeah, the second one is experiences, and the third business is the advertising.
Sure. That makes sense. Where can people go right now if they go on the website HiBnB?
Oh my gosh, we've got a place in Africa, place in Uganda. I'm talking to some people in South Africa. We'll be populating with a lot of listings shortly in Jamaica and another place in the Caribbean. One of the things we're doing right now as we focus on our official launch is in Southern California and around Palm Springs. So we have about, I think, around 200 accommodation listings right now that are scattered all over. So people can, you can check by map. Just go to the search by map and you can see all of the different listings that we have.
How exciting. How exciting. And I have to ask you, where will you be in a year from now? Where do you hope HiBnB will be?
Well, I'd like to have a presence in Europe in a year from now and in Latin America. Germany just legalized, and they're so excited about cannabis, you know, the cannabis market there in Europe. It's even a bigger market than the U.S. So that's where I'd like to be, is, you know, established in North America, starting to build in Europe, and with a presence in Latin America.
Yeah. This has just been such a delight having you with us today. I wish you the best of luck, and keep us posted, please.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
And Elizabeth, give out where people can find you.
On socials at Experience HiBnB, or come to our website. It's hibnb.us. You can send us an email to hi@hibnb.us.
Thank you. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.